The specter of all-out sectarian violence has hung over Iraq since last week's bombing of a Shiite shrine and a subsequent flurry of reprisal attacks. But President Bush's National Security Advisor, Stephen Hadley, offered hope that Iraqis will unite to fight terrorism and, in so doing, lay a foundation for political progress that solidifies democratic rule.
What is really interesting is the response of the various communities in Iraq. You've seen statements from all of them condemning the violence and indicating their resolve that there needs to be calm, no resort to violence, and movement forwards toward a unified government, which really is what Iraq needs.
Hadley was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation program. The National Security Advisor's hopeful assessment of Iraqi prospects for political progress is not shared by Michigan Senator Carl Levin, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Speaking on ABC's This Week program, Levin argued the Bush administration's open-ended commitment to maintaining U.S. forces in Iraq has allowed the country's leaders to put off tough decisions, and that Iraq needs to be told that U.S. patience is not without limit.
Here's what I would say. If within the next 6 to 8 weeks you do not create a government of national unity, if you continue to squabble, that we are going to have to reassess. We are going to look at whether or not it makes sense for us to continue to stay there when you are not solving your political problem.
But Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona, also speaking on ABC, says U.S. patience is still required in Iraq and that even a discussion of a possible troop withdrawal would be counterproductive.
Everything in this country we have learned over the last few years is two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. We've got a long way to go. And any talk of troop withdrawals, in my opinion, would be foolish. We have made serious mistakes in Iraq, which have caused us enormous problems, and we paid consequences. But in the long term, we still have to prevail there.
A recent Pentagon assessment of Iraqi troop readiness concluded the country currently has no army battalions capable of standing up to insurgents and terrorists on their own, but a growing number that can take the lead in counterinsurgency operations with U.S. support. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.